Mr. Chairman, many thanks for the efforts made by you and your team to present a draft factual summary of our discussions. Your initial draft factual summary, in our view, was an excellent reflection of our discussions in the past 2 weeks. It contained important elements on the need for progress in the area of disarmament, while seeking to reflect in a balanced manner our many areas of disagreement. We are therefore disappointed in some way with REV1 document. It degraded the original intentions of the text. The majority of the interventions focused mostly the nuclear disarmament pillar. Actually, it's hard to pinpoint a paragraph that was not affected by revisions. And we find this regrettable, as the second PrepCon is held in the capital of disarmament, and there was wide expectation that the first pillar, the most neglected and least implemented of the treaty, that we would be witnessing an effort to reaffirm unequivocally and unconditionally treaty obligations and commitments from the review conferences of 1995, 2000, and 2010, and also, if possible, to lay the ground for future progress. We cannot fail to note that in many of these paragraphs, the views of individual nuclear weapon states were reflected verbatim. Entire new paragraphs reflecting the views of a single state party were added. In some cases, a state party is even mentioned by name. Meanwhile, crucial elements of inputs sent by our delegation were not taken into account. The revised version suggests that the views of some individual states parties appear to carry considerable more weight than those of others. Of course, we fully understand the pressures that are being brought to bear on you and your team. But we stress that if the views of one or a few states parties are going to be reflected in your summary, this approach cannot be followed in a discriminatory manner. If the views of individual states or small groups of states are to be reflected, this must be done in an horizontal, systematic, and balanced fashion. Mr. Chairman, allow me to outline the main concerns of my delegation as regards the revised text. It's not an exhaustive list, as that would take too much of our precious time. I will focus only on the most problematic aspects. First and foremost, as was the case in the first session of the PrepCon, we are once again very disappointed by the language on comprehensive safeguards agreements and on the additional protocol, namely paragraphs 69 to 73. Let me restate once again that for my country, the only acceptable basis for language on the comprehensive safeguards agreement and on the additional protocol are the consensus formulations contained in the 2010 action plan and in the safeguards resolutions adopted each year by the IAEA General Conference. The text we have before us, both in the original draft and in the revised version, goes well beyond these consensus formulations. This language caters to the priorities of a small number of states that are constantly attempting to renegotiate the terms of Article 3 of the treaty. My delegation, therefore, rejects the language containing these paragraphs. Mr. Chairman, we are also deeply concerned by the new formulation, including paragraph 80, regarding naval nuclear propulsion. The assertion that, and I quote, the view that the transfer of nuclear material and technology involved with naval nuclear propulsion to non-nuclear weapon states raised serious questions under the treaty and posed concerns for the integrity of the global nuclear non-proliferation regime. This assertion is in flagrant opposition to the letter and the spirit of the treaty. It contradicts the inalienable right of all states parties to access to nuclear technology for peaceful purposes. In conclusion, Mr. Chairman, my delegation fully appreciates your stewardship and efforts throughout this session. We also are aware of the difficult situation any chair of any PrepCon finds himself or herself in. However, it's our perception that in view of the multiple problems my delegation pointed out, the revised text circulated today might not be an appropriate reflection of our discussions. You strongly encourage you not to use it as a basis for your reflections, lest we fear the value of those will be somewhat affected. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.